Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is the first podcast we're having on the book called The Modern Erev Rav by Rav Yeshalom Yehuda Gross. It's discussing a spiritual entity known as the Erev Rav, literally the mixed multitude. So first of all, what and who are the Erev Rav? In the literal Torah, what we know is they were a group who ascended with the Jews, leaving Egypt, and they were insincere converts. The first mention of them is in Exodus chapter 12, verse 36, for whoever wants to check it out. The Zohar, referring to the sin of the golden calf, a little bit later, the Torah says that the nation saw Moshe was taking a little, extra time to come. They saw Moshe tarried, so they made the calf. So the Zohar asks a simple question. The Zohar says, who is the nation? And the Zohar answers that is the Erev Rav. And then the Zohar says, well, why are they called Erev Rav? What's mixed about them? They're all Egyptians. Doesn't sound like they're a bunch of nations. And another question is, why does it say in the first reference to the Erev Rav that they ascended in the plural, Alu? It should say Allah. So if they're one group, then they should go up as one. And the Zohar answers, amazingly enough, we know that during the 10 plagues, the magicians of Pharaoh tried to duplicate the plagues. They tried the first, the second. By the third, they no longer could. So the Zohar tells us that the magicians then decided, we're going to join Moshe, we're going to go together with the Jews and leave Egypt. And Moshe asked Hashem, he asked God if that's okay, and God didn't recommend it, but he left the final decision up to Moshe, and Moshe decided that if they saw some wonders of God and they were very impressed, so perhaps if they continue seeing the wonders that God will do for them in Egypt, in the desert, then they'll be even more impressed. Unfortunately, that didn't quite work out as hoped for, and the Zohar is telling us that since they were the different types of magicians, so they were called a mixed multitude, and nevertheless, Allah, because they are considered as one, because they were all the same type of people. They were all delving into the black magic. I think that's basically it. One moment. Yeah, that summarizes it. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and there are plenty more where that came from. And that's it for now. See you soon.